Acts chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. And Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. A legitimate need. A lame man, lame from his mother's womb. This man needed assistance. This man needed help. The help of others, a man that needed others to carry him daily, to set him down where he might ask for alms. This man in his legitimate state of need, for not all needy states are legitimate, relied on the compassion and the generosity of others. You know, I'm sure some through him changed to silence his request. Perhaps hearing him daily asking for change. Well, let's note this morning where those who carried him set him down. A certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple. At the gate of the temple. And so, let us note that Christians are compassionate. Christians are generous. Christians give alms. Christians respond to needs. The world recognizes the fact. People know it's true. Because the love of God abides in his people, his temple goers. 1 John 3:17, but whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? Proverbs 19:17, he who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given. Proverbs 22:9, whosoever has a bountiful, that is generous eye, will be blessed, for he shares his bread with the poor. Proverbs 31:20, she opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. The book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 1 to 4, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment, a devout man and one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed always to God. About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius. And when he observed him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? So he said to him, Your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. James 2, 14 to 16, What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, Depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Now I know, as you know, there is much abuse of compassion and generosity today. And yet, we cannot allow the folly of man to silence compassion and generosity. Let's let the Lord lead us. Let's let the Lord use us. May he grant us insight and godly wisdom, holy discernment, even prophetic sight and insight. And may we feel him move upon our hearts. Well, Peter and John are on their way to church. They come across this man. And this man cries out for change. The Amplified, he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple. He began asking them for coins. God's Word Translation, when the man saw that Peter and John were about to go into the courtyard, he asked them for a handout. Peter and John put their hands in their pockets. Nothing. Peter and John fixed their eyes on the man. The text, Peter said, Look at us. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold I do not have. You know, I'm positive if Peter and John would have had change on them, they would have given it to the man to help him out. Perhaps he could purchase himself a meal, for this man wouldn't take the change and use it in an unholy manner, dishonoring the compassion and generosity of others. Peter and John didn't have any change on them that day. The Message paraphrase reads, Peter, with John at his side, looked him straight in the eye and said, Look here. He looked up, expecting to get something from him. Peter said, I don't have a nickel to my name, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. He grabbed him by the right hand and pulled him up. In an instant, his feet and ankles became firm. He jumped to his feet and walked. The man went into the temple with them, walking back and forth, dancing and praising God. Everybody there saw him walking around and praising God. They recognized him as the one who sat begging at the temple's gate, beautiful. And they rubbed their eyes, astonished, scarcely believing what they were seeing. No change? I see a lot of change. I see a changed man. I see a lame man on his feet. I see a lame man walking. A lame man in the temple of the Lord, in the church. A lame man dancing and praising God, lame no more. And you know, everybody saw the change. The Voice Bible, I want to give you something, but I don't have any silver or gold. Here's what I can offer you. Stand up and walk in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, the Anointed One. And Peter took the man's right hand and lifted him to his feet. Instantly, the man's feet and ankles grew strong. He jumped and walked, accompanying Peter and John into the temple where he walked, jumped for joy, and shouted praises to God. A crowd ran to the commotion, and they gathered around this man in an open area called Solomon's Porch. There he was, standing on his own two feet, holding on to Peter and John. They knew exactly who he was. The beggar. They passed at the gate beautiful every day. Everyone was absolutely amazed at this wonderful miracle. They were speechless, stunned. The man needed change. The man wanted change. And look what he received that day. There are very real needs. There are people in need. True needs, legitimate needs. But you know, some just want change. They don't want change. They don't want to change. They just want coins. They don't want to change. They want a handout. They don't want to change. Do you just want change? Or do you want to change? This man, this change for this man, a new day, a new reality. You know, tomorrow morning he couldn't play the lame and ask people to carry him to the gate and place him down that he might ask for change, for alms, for a handout. No. He had strength now. He could walk now. He could work now. He could be industrious now. He could prosper now. A changed man assumes responsibility. And rightfully so. It's part of the deal. And you know, this applies physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally. When we are given change, we can't go on playing the lame. John 5, beginning of verse 1, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there was in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. Long time. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me in the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed, and walk." The Amplified Classic, "Do you want to become well?" Are you really in earnest about getting well? You know, it's a good question. Verses 8 and 9, Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. Change. You know, the man couldn't lay by the pool any longer. A changed man assumes responsibility. Rise, take up your bed, whatever this represents today. It's time to walk. Some just want change, but they don't want change. They don't want to change. Just some coins, just a handout. Concerning the Acts 3 account, the words of Charles Spurgeon, "And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms by them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. This seems to have been the custom about the temple gates, as it is about the doors of many churches on the continent. For instance, you could not approach the doors of a certain church in Rome without being solicited, perhaps by a score of beggars. I do not suppose that it was so in Judea in its prosperous days, but when religion does not prosper, beggars are sure to be multiplied. And now that the very spirit of godlessness had gone, almsgiving was done in public, and hence the beggars appeared in public. Acts 3, 4 to 7, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, 'Look on us.' And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, 'Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give to thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.' And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. The man had never stood upon his feet in all his life, and was so unable to move that he had to be carried to the temple gates to beg. And yet, at the mention of the great and glorious name of Jesus, his feet and ankle bones immediately received strength." The great and glorious name of Jesus is power to change. Power for change. Peter and John had no physical silver and gold that day, but they had something much greater and of much more value than silver and gold. You see, another handout of change, coins, would only suffice for the day, and the state of this man would have remained the same. He would have to be carried to the same spot tomorrow to beg again. And this cycle would continue as it had for so long. Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give to thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." There's power in the great and glorious name of Jesus to strengthen the lame for walking, for leaping. And there is power in the great and glorious name of Jesus to strengthen all forms of lameness. There are some in this room today. You don't need another handout. You don't need coins. You need change. Do you want to change? Do you want change, or do you want to change? This man was healed because of the power in the name of Jesus. This man was given change, greater change than he was asking for, because of the power in the name of Jesus. You know, people of God, we need to remember that the greatest we have to give is in the name of Jesus Christ. His name puts the lame on their feet. His name sends them walking into the temple. His name sends them dancing and shouting. Where would we be without Jesus? Interesting scripture, 2 Corinthians 8:9, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. The Amplified, for you are becoming progressively acquainted with and recognizing more strongly and clearly the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, his kindness, his gracious generosity, his undeserved favor and spiritual blessing, in that though he was so very rich, yet for your sakes he became so very poor, in order that by his poverty you might become enriched, abundantly supplied. Philip's New Testament, he was rich beyond our telling, yet became poor for your sakes, so that his poverty might make you rich. Listen, it's the death, it's the burial, it's the resurrection of Jesus, it's the power in his name. Philippians 2:6-11, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The name which is above every name. Name the condition today. Name your condition today. The name which is above every name. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. I want to ask today, are we asking for pittance when God wants to give us so much more? Are we asking for change, just a handout, when God wants to give us so much more? Remember, those that receive the change assume responsibility, and rightfully so. Can't lay around asking for change any longer. Can't lay by the pool all day. Playing the lame? No. Changed. You know what's so beautiful? The text. Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Peter stretched out his hand. Peter's handout. Peter took him by the hand and lifted him up. The lyrics of a beautiful song, and all your children will stretch out their hands and pick up the crippled man. Father, we will lead them home. Father, we will lead them home. Peter's handout. Peter takes him by the hand, and the Bible says he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. People of God, often the Lord will have us involved in the process. Hands stretched out. taking them by the right hand, lifting them up. Immediately, his feet and ankle bones received strength. And into church, they walked. That's how it should be. There's very real needs. People crying out for change. Just another handout, however this applies. Something to help them cope, manage their situation, their circumstance, their lameness, their lame world. Asking for a handout. Asking for change when what they need is change, to be changed. Verses 11 to 16, now as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, "Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intently at us as though by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk?" The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you have delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just and asked for a murderer to be granted to you and killed the Prince of Life, originator, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. I share these words today. You are not at all surprised that he held Peter and John. It was but natural that he should follow them wherever they went. For he owed so much to them, and they were the best friends he had ever had. He was filled with reverence for them because of what they had wrought upon him. And now, lest they should go away, he held them. And all the people ran together unto them, greatly wondering. He who was healed by Christ's wonderful name was wondering. And the people who saw him healed were all wondering. I suppose that wonder mingles with all true worship. All wonder is not worship, but where there is adoration of God and a sense of his great goodness and of our unworthiness, there seems always to be a large amount of wonder. We shall even sing with wonder and surprise his loving kindness in the skies. Acts 3:12, and when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so intently on us as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk?" Peter could well see that the people attributed to himself and John more than was right. So he thus had an opportunity of preaching the gospel to them, and you may be certain that he did not miss it. Peter and John took no credit. They were part of the process. God using them. But they knew the handout that they gave the man was only because of the handout they had received. Yes, see how quickly he carried their thoughts away from the man before them to the greater man, the divine man, the Son of God. Not to us, Lord, but to your name be the glory. Well, the man wasn't lame anymore. You have to believe he kept going to the temple, faithfully attending church. And they're still dancing and shouting, amazed by the change that had taken place. Let's have the worship team return. You know, I wonder, it's not recorded, but I wonder if there was ever a day when he was heading to church and there lay a lame person. A person begging, A person asking for a handout, a person asking for change. Perhaps there were days when he reached into his pocket and pulled out a little silver and gold, monies earned by industry, his God-given ability to work and gain wealth. Perhaps there was a day when he reached into his pocket and nothing. And so, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And you know, perhaps there were days when he had both. Silver and gold in his pocket. And Jesus of Nazareth. And so, silver and gold I have. But what you really need, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Do you want to be made well? That's a good question. Whatever your situation, your circumstances today, the trouble, the lame area, the lameness in your life, do you want to be made well? Are we asking for pittance when God wants to give us so much more? Asking for change, a handout, when God wants to give us so much more? Yes, some just want change. They don't want to change. Because a changed man assumes responsibility. They now have to honor the miracle that's taking place. You know what I'm saying? They can't just, I don't want to assume responsibility, so I'm just going to go lay by the gate. I don't want to assume responsibility, so I'm going to lay by the pool all day. That is not the manner of the kingdom. A changed man, a changed woman assumes responsibility, and rightfully so. And thank God for the change. Lame no longer. Well, concerning the greatest change today, from darkness to light, from sinner to saint, from lost to found, from dead to living, from lame to walking and leaping and praising God, what I have to give you today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. You might have come into this house, you donned the doors of this church today, you don't even understand your state. Because you don't recognize your sin, you have no God conscience, you don't understand, you've grown up. You've grown up with no understanding, no real conviction of it, and so it's just normal life. But listen, you are lame. Outside of Jesus Christ, we're all lame. Without the change, the power in his name, we're all lame. We're all beggars. We're all just laying there begging for some handout, some coins to manage to get through. To somehow just continue on. You need Jesus. We say, just that sounds too simple. Just give me some money and I'll be gone. Yeah, I could give you a handout. I could give you change right now. I could have you come forward and hand you out some coins and some money. But guess what? It'll only last so long. It'll only help you out for so long, and pretty soon, you're going to be right back where you were, begging. Begging. just such a simple question, but I think everybody needs to answer, and everybody concerning faith must give an answer at some point in their life. Do you want to change? I mean, it's hard to fathom, but it's almost reality. It's like, do you want to change? No, because then I got to get up. I can't just remain in my state. Do you want to change? But what does it mean if I become a Christian? Yeah, Christians go to church. Christians embrace kingdom life. They want to follow Jesus. They fall in love with their Savior. It's not duty, it's delight. I delight to do your will, O Lord. I love you, God, with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. They can't imagine going back to their lame old life, their lame old existence. They can't imagine it. They don't want it. New creation, born again. Well, it begins with repentance. If you don't know Jesus, repent. You acknowledge you're a sinner and you need Jesus. You need his help. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We all need Jesus. It begins with repentance. Repent. Well, be water baptized next Sunday a.m. Just sign up when you head out of the doors. Thus it is fitting for all of us to fulfill righteousness. Jesus went in the waters. Guess what? You want to follow your Savior? You want to follow Jesus? Follow him into the tank. You need to do business with the watery grave. Then you rise, newness of life, and you walk on with him. And then, you know, you cry out for power and get filled with the Holy Ghost. That's proper Christianity. That's actually normal Christianity. Well, I could share more, but it's time to close. What is it today? Physically lame or some other form of lameness? We all need Jesus, the power of and in his name. It's a day for healing. I think of the man laying by the pool for all those years, and he's waiting for the water to be stirred by an angel. Well, guess what? The living water is stirred today. The living water is stirred for your need, for your lame situation. Jesus is here. You can be healed. Do you want to be made well? Do you want to be made whole? Rise up and walk. You know what I love? It didn't say rise up and crawl. Rise up and, you know, somehow pull yourself around. Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. And this man went into the temple, and he was embraced, and he was just like everybody else. Lame no longer, a man of responsibility, a man with strength, God-given strength. It was a new day. Don't regard him according to the flesh. See him how Jesus sees him. It's time to take the outstretched hand, be lifted up, and receive strength. It's time for walking, leaping, and praising God. Let's stand in the house today. I know we're over time and we have, you know, some meetings going on, so we're just going to close quickly here today. But if you need prayer, or if you need to come to the front, you say, I see the area. I want change. You've been, you know, toying with this. I don't know if I really want change. And God's saying, he's asking you today. The Lord is asking you today. Hear Jesus asking you today, not me. Hear Jesus asking you just like he asked the man, do you want to be made whole? Do you want to change? Do you want tomorrow to look different? Do you want today to look different? Or do you want to lay there lame in your lameness, in your lame situation, and tomorrow still be a beggar? Tomorrow still be broken? Tomorrow still be addicted? Tomorrow still be struggling? You say, well, it seems so intangible, like you say, just, you know, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. I have nothing else to offer you. But what I know is that the name of Jesus is a name above every name. And if you would put faith and trust in the name of Jesus, you begin to walk. You may not understand all the doctrines and everything of the faith, but guess what? You follow Jesus, you'll understand the doctrine. That's what the Bible says. It'll all begin to unfold as you begin to walk. You need to make a decision today. I'm going to change. And then when you walk out of this place, if you've been touched by God, if you've been touched by Jesus, if you've been healed, transformed, freed from whatever it is, lame no longer, you have to see yourself as a changed person. You have to confess that over your life. You need to get into the Word. You need to believe in the miracle that's taking place. You can't tomorrow wake up and I don't know if my legs are working. You have to stand on what Christ has done. You can't regress. You got to fight the battle of the mind. You got to fight the battle of the will and the emotions. You got to crucify it. You lay it aside. You say, Jesus, you changed me. You changed me yesterday. I'm a walking man. I'm a walking man. I'm a healed man. I'm a healed person. I'll just reach out even now. If the prayer team would like to come pray for needs, you just say, you do business with God right now. Lord, I'm answering the question. I don't just want a handout. I don't just want change. I don't just want coins. I want to change. I want to, Lord. Jesus wouldn't have healed the man against his own will. The man had to agree. Won't be lifted up now. The outstretched hand of your Savior, be lifted up in the house today. Be freed. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Be healed physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Be healed in Jesus' name. Just begin to confess the name of Jesus as the name above your situation, your circumstance, your need, your struggle. Jesus, the name above every name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.